show. And yes, I'm an international speaker, author, entrepreneur, and I am having another great day. I woke up today just as happy as can be. I went downtown. Went down to Chinatown in Washington, D.C. That's where I am. My home office is in Washington, D.C. And I just decided to go down to Chinatown. Actually, I do that a lot. I go down. There's a breakfast place I go to eat at down there called... I don't know their official name, but I think they're called the Lincoln Waffle House. It's my Sunday morning breakfast place. And anyhow, while I was down there, I had a great experience that I thought was so great that you needed to know about this, because I think it will give you some real perspective on maybe how some of us older folks probably should see the world. Seriously, and the courage that exists in some people, they don't even realize they have it. So I was walking through the downtown Chinatown. Let me put this in perspective. Chinatown in D.C. is not exactly huge. Now, they got a very big Chinese arch. I don't know the proper name for it. All the time I've spent in China, I don't actually know the proper name for that type of archway. But there's a very, very big one at the entrance to Chinatown, right by the, I think it's called the Verizon Center now, the arena down there. And but behind it is like the world's smallest Chinatown. It's only a couple blocks long, a couple blocks wide, and the majority of it is Chinese restaurant and Asian restaurants, and that's pretty much it. And I'm not saying that, I'm not suggesting that's bad. It's just small. it's amazing that it's even called Chinatown sometimes. But that's not the point. I guess I just wanted to paint a little bit of a picture. It's clean. It's nice. The people are nice. I love going down there. That's why I was there. I go to the Starbucks there on the corner of H and I think it's, what is the street? H and 7th, I guess. Right by the Verizon Center. Go there a lot. And, I was walking there, and as I was leaving, you know, I had my earplugs in my ear attached to my cell phone. I rarely carry my cell phone. The only time I do is when I decide that I'm going to want to listen to some music. And so I did this morning, and as I was walking out, this young lady flags me down, and she's from China. She's from northern China. And I hope I say her name right, Wei Jing. If you listen to this, I hope I said your name right, Miss Wei Jing, a beautiful, very beautiful young lady from China. And she is going to school in Denmark, she told me, and studying economics. And of course, me being who I am, I said, I hope it's not Keynesian economics. Because you know that doesn't work, right? That's what socialists and communists do. and they've pretty much proven it doesn't work. But that's getting off the point. Actually, she laughed at that. And I know some of you liberals in America don't laugh at that. You think that's so mean and so wrong, but you have no proof that I'm wrong. You just have what you want to believe. And I have proof that it's wrong. Concrete, hard, fast proof. But, okay, we're going way off track. Get me back. I hate when I do that. Maybe you hate when I do that. But anyhow, here, back to the point. She's wandering around, and she's traveling by herself, alone, going to school in Denmark, and then traveling to the U.S., walking around D.C., and looking for tourist spot, and courageous enough just to ask somebody where to go. That somebody happened to be me, and that was fine. I'm always happy to tell people what I like and all that sort of stuff. And if they listen, that's fine. And if they don't, well, how do I know? Because they leave and they're gone. I don't know. But anyhow, Miss Wei Jing, She had an incredibly open mind, which was the point. She had an incredible amount of bravery. Here's this beautiful young lady traveling around the world. She's by herself. Now, how many of you will actually do that? Now, I go places by myself because, you know, I love myself. If you don't love yourself, who's going to love you, right? You got to try to make somebody else love you before you love you? I don't know. But anyhow, she has the strength of character at a very young age to be out traveling on her own and not even worried about it. Very happy, very independent, very strong, and but yet very confident in being the woman she is and going where she wants. And very open mind, okay? I told you a story, maybe it was the last session or the episode before, about the liberal fella sitting in the Starbucks who was totally closed to anything anybody else said. And this young lady, I had to tell this story because it was the opposite. She's totally open to anything that could broaden her perspective, I don't know how to put it into words. Yeah, you can tell, right? It gave me a perspective like, well, here's a person that can understand living a dream. She can understand that there's a lot more to know than what she knows at her young age. There's a lot more to know than what I know in my old age. But the fact that she could recognize it at such a young age is like, this is a person who is going, if she allows herself to go to the right places and go where her wants and desires take her, then she can achieve anything she wants because her mind is wide open. Right? Of course, everybody has their beliefs and what they believe right now and what they believe today. And the challenge is what will you believe tomorrow? If somebody shows you evidence that there's a next step, that there's a next path that makes actual good sense, that actually has real evidence, it doesn't have to be 100% concrete, but it has to be something that is other people are, that experts are doing it and it producing results. So therefore, there's a good chance that it reproduce results for you. Then maybe I ought to take that leap of faith and take that risk and do it. I mean, she was taking risk traveling alone. She was taking risk listening to anybody in the middle of a city that she's totally unfamiliar with. So she was a lady ready to conquer the world, in a manner of speaking, in her own way, and not like my friend in the Starbucks who, if you disagreed with his opinion, then whatever you said had to be wrong because it wasn't what he believed, and then he pretty much believed that you probably shouldn't even exist on the face of the earth if you didn't believe what he believed. And that's why it was so important to tell you this story, because that's where I see people going. That's where everyone needs to be. If you can be that broad, especially, I mean, some people don't get that open to experience much later in life. And if you could be that open to experience, then you become very successful very early. That's why there's people out there like Russell Brunson who was very successful very, very young. There's probably a few others like, let's think. How about Dustin Matthews? He's another one that very young age became very successful. And it wasn't because he thought everybody had to think like he did. I'm sure he did while he was in college, but he got over it pretty quick. hey, Dustin, no problem. But that's why he's successful, because his mind is open to seeing new things, different things. My friend Dave Van Hoos, how's he managed to see things differently? Joel Therrien, how does he go from being in the hospital, I don't know the right word, he did some sort of hospital work, and to being the super entrepreneur that he is, how does he do that? Who are the many others? Chris Reed, a 7-minute workout, right? How does he go from being the kid trying to be the champion to being the champion to being a champion of business? Okay, how do you do that? It isn't by being the guy in the Starbucks with the sign that says "No Republicans" and thinking that anybody that doesn't think like him doesn't deserve a place on this earth. It comes from being like the young lady down in Chinatown who is so open to seeing new things and broadening her mind and experiencing things and deciding what's right and wrong, allowing everything to be heard, and knowing that the truth will stand out with the real evidence. It's like Thomas Jefferson approached his life. He is so misquoted because he would talk about things that he didn't agree with because he strongly believed that everything should be heard and the truth will stand out on its own. The truth, he always believed, would be on the side of Christianity. And he always believed that, if somebody wanted to enter their beliefs counter to that, it was welcome. And that the ethics and morals of Christianity would stand on their own in the end and guide you correctly. And that's the kind of mind that makes people... That's why Thomas Jefferson invented so many things. That's why he was truly a great person. He was not rich, though, mind you. The man lost his money a lot, but he never considered himself down and out and impossible to return because his mind was open. He would grow. He would have a failure. He would come back. He always came back. His mind was wide, wide open. He was like Wei Jing downtown in Chinatown today. If she could be the Thomas Jefferson of today, her mind always looking for something big, something different, something that will expand to the success she's searching for. And I hope you do that. That is the point. Can you open your mind up? Can you accept risk? Can you accept the responsibility for the way things go? Can you understand that that business isn't a guarantee? That starting a business isn't a guarantee? That it doesn't matter whether it's online or offline. I know people that start businesses offline understand that. I've mentioned this probably many times. I know people who bought franchises and retail stores, and they moved into their stores waiting months, even years, for it to become profitable so that they could then move out and get some place to live. Restaurant owners, independent restaurant owners are some of the most determined entrepreneurs there are. They want people to enjoy their food. I know restaurant owners that when they were doing so bad, they're paying people salaries out of their pockets. And, you know, there's so many people. My own preacher preaches how everybody, business owners, are all greedy. I'm like, you just don't know what you're talking about. Business owners are not all greedy, and most of them are not. Most of them are independent people like the restaurant owner. And they're not filthy rich. They're just trying to provide the service that people want. They're trying to give people a job. They're trying to pay people the salary they can afford to pay them. And they are not filthy rich like my preacher likes to preach. And they accept risk, which is the real point. They accept risk and they accept responsibility for what happens in their business. And they understand that what they do causes their business to succeed and not succeed. That their willingness to take input from all directions and put it together and take good things and make them better, to work determinedly to find a thing that works for them the best and to make it happen. They're the Wei Jing from downtown in Chinatown today, in downtown D.C., with the mind wide open, open to seeing things the way it is. So, as I always say, you have some ideas on this? Let me know. Write me at support@ WayneSharershow.com. Support at WayneSharershow.com. Let me know exactly what you think. And let me have your ideas. I'll share with you. I'll mention your name. Give me a good story. You'll be my next Wei Jing. And I did give her my... I did give her the... I did tell her I was going to do a show about it. In fact, I didn't know it. But Wei Jing, if you're listening, I gave you the URL, so I know it's possible. So support at WayneSharer.com if you have ideas you want to contact me. But open your mind up. Become that person. Find what works. Put things together for yourself and live your reality. Live your dream. Become the person like me. I don't mean exactly like me, but in the broad sense that you own your life. You work for yourself. You pay yourself. Your goal maybe includes to be able to pay other people. It's to go where you want when you want to, maybe. Maybe it's to buy your dream house. Maybe it's to move to some beautiful luxury beach house somewhere. Maybe it's to buy a big boat. That's what Dave Van Hoos likes, that big boat. I'm not a big boat person. I spent 22 years on really big boats. Yeah, but Dave loves those boats. See, but the point is, it doesn't matter whether I like it. He likes it, and he saw his dream, and he went for it. He doesn't make excuses. And that's what you should need to do. Honestly, that is why I created the Easy Lead Network. Okay, the Easy Lead Network is there for you. My goodness, I believe, and people tell me that I've made it so easy for them to figure out how to put things together, and I picked programs that they could be so proud of selling that they're willing to put their all into it. And of course, the Easy Lead Network was made so that you could actually create 600% more income in the same time that you might do it trying to promote one thing. And I put everything in there: the marketing systems, the mentoring, the training, the worksheets, it's all there. I mean, it's the best programs. They're affiliate programs that basically are yours because they pay 100% commission. So join me in the Easy Lead Commission. Take the risk for your life. The risk for your life. Well, yes, take the risk for your life. That's exactly what it is. Commit yourself to that small risk, that chance that you are going to become that independent person. Take that chance. Understand that there are working systems there and lots of people are using them, and you should be too. Commit yourself to something. Go at it full speed. EasyLeadNetwork.com provides for you a way to have the best products to give to people that you could be so proud you gave to people that you will never feel sorry for having sold it to them. That's the way I choose things. You know, if you're on my email list, don't have any of them, you know that I don't just send out one promotion after another. You see me just sending you information about the same thing because there's just one thing that matters to me now. I've taken everything I learned, put it into the Easy Lead Network, and made it possible for you to open your mind and and create the system that works for you using marketing systems that work, web pages that work, training that works, traffic systems that work, all of that right there. And it just plain works. It's the best of Russell Brunson, of Dagan Smith, of Joel Therrien, of Dave Van Hoos, of Dustin Matthews, of Chris Reed, all rolled up into one single place. And so if you think that doesn't represent success, then you're thinking wrong. That is like a mountain of success waiting for you, and it's free. It's clearly a $2,000 program that's free, and it actually probably pisses a lot of people off that I dare give away the information that they're selling for that higher price. But it's there to open up your mind so you could be the Wei Jing. Maybe you are, and you're not giving yourself enough credit. Maybe you're holding back on yourself. Are you holding back on yourself? Is that what you're doing? Well, stop doing that. Stop holding them back. Believe in yourself. Believe in your mind. Think and grow rich, right? Napoleon Hill, what does he tell you? You know, most of what's holding you back is what you believe and who you hang out with and who you listen to, okay? So, do it. Open up your mind. Be the Wei Jing. Be the one who moves ahead. Be the one who travels independently to Denmark, then runs off to Washington, D.C., then runs off to who knows where, wanting to find out more constantly and taking action on it. All right? Do it. Be the one. Be the one who wakes up when you want to without the alarm clock, that doesn't drive in the rush hour traffic because you don't have to. Be that person. Be your destiny. I'm being my destiny. Be your destiny. I'm Wayne Scherer, international speaker, author, and entrepreneur, and I am just so happy to be with you. That's it for this show. I'll see you next time on the Wayne Scherer Show.